Welcome to Witness Radio, program Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. My name is Rita Babidia, your host, as usual. I'd like to thank you for all the endeavors that you are doing to listen to Witness Radio. First of all, I'd like to take you back to some of the things that we discussed in our last episode of the whole of last week. For those that didn't have chance to, this is a rough copy of what we discussed the whole of last week. We discussed about the High Court and the Magistrates Court. And this we saw, we have the Magistrate Grade 1, where if a case exceeds 20 million, then you refer the case to the Chief Magistrate Court. And if the case exceeds 50 million, and then you go to the High Court. That and more, we discussed so much with the High Court. And then we also discussed where to report cases in case you're having land rights violations in your area, in your community. We discussed so much about it, and our council was telling us where to start from, the first level that we should start from, and that's the LOC1 to the LOC2 to the LOC3 to the District Land Board, and then to the finally take the case to the court. So much was discussed. If you were not helped in the court, there are human rights bodies that actually can help you to seek justice. The Uganda Human Rights Commission, can help you to seek justice. If all the other options have failed, this can definitely influence to get justice. We have also organizations such as Witness Radio. We are here to help you through this journey. We are here to amplify your voices when it comes to land issues. So today, actually, want to discuss something very new and a very interesting topic, that is gender and land rights in Uganda. So, but first, I would like to invite our council. So, council, you're welcome.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Hope you're doing well. Thank you, our dear listeners, for staying tuned into to this program, Witness Radio, Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. We are so glad that you stay tuned into this program, where we share knowledge with people out there about their land rights and environmental rights, so laws governing land management in Uganda. Thank you, Rita.
All right. Thank you so much, Council. That is our Council for you. And we are still having more of her in all these other episodes. But let's go in for a short break. We shall be back.
Listen to Witness Radio to learn more about environmental laws and policies and how you can protect the environment.
Listen to Witness Radio to stay up to date on breaking news about land evictions in Uganda. Breaking the silence and elevating community voices. Witness Radio, your number one choice.
Come back from that short commercial break. We are definitely going to start right away. We are going to look at gender and land rights in Uganda. This we will see the legal framework and the challenges that are involved there. So I'd like to welcome Council to take us through.
Thank you, Rita. Thank you, everyone. Today we'll be discussing more on gender and land rights in Uganda and the legal framework and the challenges we face. Or we may be, I say we face because I'm a woman, because basically I'm going to be talking about the rights women have in Uganda and the challenges that are faced as women to own land in Uganda. So basically, a brief introduction of, you know, the statistic of the level at which women own land in Uganda and all that deep into what the law says about gender and land rights in Uganda. So for starters, land rights in Uganda are deeply intertwined with gender issues, we all know. As landowners and control are critical for economic empowerment, as land ownership, for starters, land rights in Uganda are deeply intertwined with gender issues, as land ownership and control are critical for economic empowerment, social security, and development. However, despite legal provisions aimed at ensuring equitable access to land, women in Uganda continue to face discrimination and challenges in securing land rights. We all know what is happening. We understand things are a bit changing, but people in the villages there, or people that are still believing, still living as in a customary way, I should say, women still living in a customary way, people who are still owning, like people inside there that have not land enough, you know, in the rural areas there, some of them do not actually, are still actually discriminating women, or especially when it comes to land ownership. Only 16% of land in the names of women in Uganda is registered. Only 16% in the names of women in Uganda. Like, only 16% of land in the names of women in Uganda is registered. You can imagine 16%.
Out of the 100.
16. Why not be out of the 100? Because...
yeah, we are using the percentage of 100.
Yeah.
So... if 100, we are only having 16%, where are the rest?
Just there. We are just there to accompany our husbands, you know?
It no longer works that way.
You know that some women even have a tendency of posting, I'm a landlord, but it is the husband's house. But that's because the husband is not a tenant, you get, or renting. She has to post and say, I'm a landlord. I don't know how you become a landlord if you don't have a land title in your name. I don't get it. So sometimes, my dear, I don't know. But it is so sad that only 16% of land is in the names of what? Of women in Uganda. Underscoring the gap between legal provisions and realities is so sad. This discrepancy is largely driven by deeply entrenched social and gender norms, which continue to favor men as the primary what? Landowners and decision makers in most communities.
Mm.
Yes. So,
it has been like back to the roots. It has always been the men.
And
it
sometimes has always... women, we are still, you see, we have been empowered, but even the empowered, at a certain moment, they become inferior. You get?
Mm-hmm.
They become inferior. Like, you reach an extent, you're like, no, I'm empowered, but I can't do that. That's for a man.
Yeah. Whether we like it or not, some things are not for women.
I there's a time we had a discussion. We were speaking about equality. And then we are equal between man and woman, blah, blah. So a discussion came up, and then we were like, okay, we should now start sharing bills and everything. You know, that money for food inclusive.
Yes.
You saw, I don't know. I was even among people who said, no.
As you want equality.
No. That cannot happen. You know why? Not to the extent of the money for food. In Uganda, they call centers Zakameza.
Yeah. But it all comes back to where men have their responsibilities.
Yes.
Yeah.
But with this empowerment thing, like literally women are also becoming like men.
Yeah.
And men, as if they are doing it just to get back at us. This is why they reach, like, a man will be like, but you say you people are empowered. Like, we are equal. Let's share the bills 50-50. Like, you say you're empowered. You can do this. Go work. That's why you find these days men, as they stay home sleeping, and the women have gone to work. And that's why we have the highest level of also single mothers.
Yeah.
Things happen, but it is good for women to be empowered.
But again, it's not... okay, I like the fact that women have been empowered or emancipated, but at a point we have to give respect to our husbands.
We do give them respect. Who said we don't respect them?
Some. You know, some women, when they're earning more than the man, when they're having more property more than the man, they become the men in the family.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Sometimes I feel it. But you see, women suffered a lot, Rita. Women suffered a lot. Let women enjoy too.
Okay.
You know? Yes. So, according to the articles written by IGAD, entitled Land Ownership in Uganda, land ownership is therefore a significant policy issue. Why focus on women's land rights in Uganda? Why are we talking about it right now? Or why is it one of the things that we want to talk about? Women in Uganda make up to 51% of the population, according to Uganda Bureau of Statistics of 2002.
Mm.
Women make up 51% of the population of, and you remember here, we are looking at 2002. Yes. You know that these days, the percentage of girls produced is more than the percentage of boys that are produced. If we do further research, we could even be in something like now 60 something.
In 2024, the report came out. I'm not very certain of the numbers, but women were so many. Like, we had the higher percentage than the men.
We are more than men.
Most of the men, some men are in prison. I don't know. Are the men, most of the men supposed to be criminals or what?
I don't know what's happening.
And on top of that, girls are not even getting married nowadays. They're like, men are nowhere to be found. Some are mad. Some men are mad. Others are in prison. That are married, Kwegamba, there's so much of...
The thing is, men are there too. Men are there.
They are there, but...
But the ones that want to settle down, a few. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are reasonable enough to make good husbands, a few. And the highest percentage, they are poor. And then women of these days have also set, they have set standards. Because you know what is driving us, society.
Mm.
What we go with, you know, this one is this. And you know, many women these days are so much driven. Like these days, women will, people even no longer marry for love sometimes. They marry for money, comfort. Can he take care of me and my children just in case
they
give birth?
Mm-hmm,
So most women are looking up to that. And remember, these days, women have gone to school. Most of them are educated. You get? They're educated. So we no longer settle for less like long ago. Everyone is looking for that guy who is responsible, who is financially stable. And men are there.
And but how they, about the struggling ones? The ones that are hustling down there.
Let them keep hustling.
When they get there, you will also catch up.
Look at them. As of now, let them hustle.
Okay.
Because these days, women also hustle. So it's not like they're doing something new.
Mm.
Yeah. So it is so sad. Like, we make the biggest population. And we provide over 75% of the labor for agriculture. Literally, like now, there is even a witch tribe. Is it Ita Salt or something? But in the north there. Literally, men just wake up in the morning to go and sit on some whatever's for drinking beer.
Yeah, I heard of Karamoja. Karamoja, Moroto, those ends.
We also want to have, but I think they were Ita Salt, but I think they changed a bit. Oh, I don't know. Some northern men wake up to go enjoy. Women go with the children to the farm.
And they look forward to it.
Yes. So despite these statistics, women only own only 7% of the land, as their ownership rights are restricted both in the natal and matrimonial homes. So this is so sad. Women in rural areas are most vulnerable to this deprivation. Yeah, they have no control over what they produce and the proceeds therefrom. There is inadequate literature on women. 16% of land in the names of women in Uganda is owned and registered, especially in rural, in Uganda.
Mm.
So there is also lukewarm participation by civil society organizations in advocating for land rights for women. The situation of these women is worthy of scrutiny and attention. As of now, I think as of 2025, organizations have tried to advocate for women's rights. They have tried.
Yes.
They have tried.
Even Papa has tried. Papa on the seat. Has tried to push for women.
Oh, that one has really tried.
Yes.
He has. That one has really, 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 really tried so hard to make sure. Because just look at the ministers.
All the ministers.
He has done well when it comes to women. And that is why, you know, men will be like, the only thing he has done is to just be there, empower women, just be there. They even don't call it empowering women. there's a way they term it, like the level of empowerment that makes us kind of not submissive.
Not being submissive to the men.
Yeah. So there is a word I wanted to use, but it has run out of my mind. Yeah. Like, we just don't settle for less. We know our rights now. Like, yeah. You're like, I'm not doing that. I'm a woman and I can do this. You won't step on me. Like, we can speak for ourselves. We can stand up and say, hey, man, you're not doing that. Which was not with our mothers. The man beats you, you cry. Then you wake up in the morning. You don't even have to show kids.
Yes.
You put a smile on your face. After him beating you. And then you also say, thank you, baby, for beating me. Baby, daddy.
They used not to use those words.
They used to use which words?
Like, mama gundi, batata gundi, tata chimuri, tata chimuri, mama chimuri, and all those names. Because they hardly, I don't think they were that romantic to calling themselves baby.
Yeah, I think so. So it was really sad, but as of now, things are a bit better. Women in Uganda have made significant strides in achieving some rights to education, employment, and participation in public affairs. However, achievements on women's land rights have remained minimal, despite the government's efforts to reform the laws and practices that govern it. So it has tried so much. Also, government has put in effort to see that, you know, women's rights are supported and upheld in one or another. And this is attributed to the male-centered nature of land tenure systems in practice across the country. These systems favor men's ownership of land as women are mostly restricted to user rights. Women's decisions on input into and proceeds from the land are thus not respected. Yes, even you can find that a woman, like a season comes, they grow their crops, time for harvesting, the man will take their biggest share. In fact, the woman, sometimes some women are very, I don't know, I don't want to call them stupid, but I don't get it. The man did not help you when you're growing the food, the crops and what? Time for harvest. They don't even eat anything. They don't even take a share. They just get all the money and they say, husband, this is what we have. How can we plan for it?
And because he's the head of the family.
He can also head.
He's the head of the family.
Let them keep.
But we're talking about some time back, so things have changed. In very remote villages, these things are still there.
That's what I was going to tell you, that Twitter women, not even remote, gay. Women, one thing I know about women is we are saying something else. We don't practice what we preach. Sometimes, you get? Yeah, sometimes we'll be like, and then when we are home, we are completely different people. Sometimes you don't practice what you preach. You can find a woman that is empowered beyond measures. And when you get to his home and they tell you, or to her home, and they tell you what she does or what the man makes her do, you'll be like, what is happening? Why her? But you find that when she's motivating, her speeches, her words have motivated 100 women. But they have not motivated her at all.
Someone is like, those motivation speeches. People go back there and kneel for their husbands. Yes. As you're here, they're telling you, why would you kneel for your husband?
And then
why? Are you a slave or something? And there they're wiping their husband's feet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we do not practice what we preach.
Yeah.
Women constitute the majority of Uganda's agricultural labor force and key players in food production. Yet the access to and control over land remains limited due to customary practices and socioeconomic barriers. In most cases, land is inherited through a patrilineal system, restricting women's rights to ownership. While they may access land through marriage, they often lack secure tenure, making them vulnerable to evictions upon divorce or widowhood. This is so sad.
Yeah, what are the patrilineal systems?
Patrilineal systems is basically where, you know, when people are inheriting, it comes from the father to the son to the grandson, like that.
Yes.
Yeah, so it moves in the male version. Male children are the ones who are always inheriting. Yes. So they leave women out. And it is so sad. I don't know, but have you realized that everything that is actually being headed by a woman, usually they are actually well organized.
Yes.
For starters, let us look at things that are seen by everybody. Okay, look at schools. Because every country is scared of, not every, but most of them are scared of making a woman as the president. Look at schools that are being led by women. Look at organizations being led by women. Very organized. Very organized in everything. Look at schools, like the good schools, where kids are well disciplined, they eat well, they, you know, everything is just cool. Women. You get? Organizations, companies, look at homes. Homes that are well organized, woman will be in charge. But people just don't get it. They keep on giving their useless son's inheritance. You leave a girl that is very brilliant, that can take over your companies, and you give it to a son who is going to be sleeping around with this woman, the other one.
And sell off and your sells property. Off
all the land until you're left with nothing. It's so sad.
Yeah, it is so sad. We are definitely going to continue the conversation when we come back from the break.
Oina mawulira gakwata ku kibattaka. Oba waliwo gw'omanyi ng'agobeddwa ku ttaka, oba ng'ebintu bye byonooneddwa olw'enkaayana z'ettaka oba ekibanja. Tegeeza Witness Radio ng'oyita ku ssimu zaffe nnamba 0-4-497-221 oba eya WhatsApp 0-5-95-765-65. Nandi ki ensonga ziroope butereevu ku kibanja kyaffe ekya Witness Radio ku www.witnessradio.org. Laba ku mmapu eraga abantu n'ettaka eritwaliddwa era ojja kulaba ekigambo Report Eviction. Awoloopa bw'oba ogobeddwa ku ttaka, bw'omala noonya ekitundu kyo gy'obeera ku mmapu eno, onyige ku kitundu kyo gy'obeera ku mmapu, kireete akatonyeza akalangi emmyufu, olwookanyigeko. Jjuza ffoomu eyo, onyige seefu okutereka by'ojjuza. Teekamu ekifaananyi eky'ekitundu ky'ettaka eribbiddwa. Nyiga Upload ng'osindikirako ekifaananyi. Do you have any information in regards to land grabbing? Or are you aware of any person who has been evicted and their property destroyed because of land disputes? Report to Witness Radio through our numbers 0414-697-221 or WhatsApp 0745-965-765. Or you can report directly to our website on www.witnessradio.org. Just click on the map, follow the direction, click on the map indicating the individuals and the land being grabbed. Click on that word, report evictions. Then report any victim of land evictions. Thereafter, search for your area of residence on that map. Click your area of residence, then a red dot will indicate. Click the red dot and fill in the form, then save your input. Don't forget to attach the picture of the grabbed land in question, then upload to send.
Welcome back from that short commercial break. You are still tuned to Witness Radio, program Know Your Land and Environmental Rights. I'm your host, Rita Abadidie. We were talking about the gender and land rights in Uganda, and we are still talking about that. Council is still giving us a full description of what this whole thing is entailed. So, Council, you're welcome.
Thank you. Now we'll be talking about basically what does the law say about gender and land rights. So several laws and policies govern gender and land rights in Uganda, aiming to promote equality and protect women's rights. I usually start with the supreme law, you know, the constitution, where all other laws derive their validity from. And I started with Article 26, which guarantees the right to own property, including land, and prohibits arbitrary deprivation of right of property, of which women is also among the people that have to enjoy that right of someone not actually depriving them of what? Of their property. Because land of Uganda belongs to all people. You know, the law did not say to men, say to all people. So to all people, yeah.
We and that is under men? Article what?
Article 26. So we have men and women. We do not have only what? Men. But the way, you know, people wanted to just overlook the law and then they start assuming their own things. Say people, not men.
So they should stick to the law. And then we looked at also Article 33, which recognizes the right of women and mandates the state to provide affirmative action in their favor. So we also looked at Article 237, Clause 1, which states that land in Uganda belongs to citizens and vests in them under 4 tenure systems, customary, milo, freehold, and leasehold. Like we said, citizens of what? Uganda.
Of Uganda.
They have not said male citizens.
Of Uganda.
Women. They said citizens, meaning
all
in
people.
Citizens. We have both male and what? Female.
Mm.
So we also looked at the Land Act as amended in 2004 and 2010. We looked at Section 10, which prohibits the sale, mortgage, or lease of family land without the consent of the spouses, ensuring that women in marriages have a say in land transactions. And I loved this. You know, there is a case we worked on, not even one case. Like, we have worked on many cases, but each single time you put women aside, the only thing they'll tell you is, there is a project that has come. We understand you need to go into a mediation, or you may help us get redress or compensation from those people. But the most annoying thing is, it is men that are going to benefit from that money, and they'll run, they'll just abandon us with the children, and they find other wives to settle down with.
Yeah, it was a similar case that we were working on in Mubende, and people were testifying after they are given the money for compensation, the men marry other women and run off with them,
yes,
leaving them hanging with the kids.
There is a time we had, there's a case I worked on, and I told the people that were paying, compensating, I told them, make sure on that compensation there's a percentage for women. Put a percentage for women. Because these men, they just run away with money, and then they leave women suffering with the kids. It is really sad. Or some of them, like a woman would be like, because for them, they'd have nothing to lose. This woman has been doing, practicing agriculture on this land.
Mm.
Probably the neighbors are like, she has customers on the land that have been, in the neighborhood or in the community, that probably have been, she has been selling her produces too. You get, and finding ways of how to, you know, get some food to eat at home, blah, blah. As you know, men, some men, like in the village, some men, I don't know, they do not have like a serious job, like serious job, I don't know, but they can be able to get man over here, and I don't know how they make it.
Yeah, you find that they'd have no stable job.
Exactly.
But they're
so
able to.
It's now the woman that has to make sure now after when, if you find a responsible woman, not all women are very responsible to that extent. You find she's the one to go to the garden, dig, sell produce, take kids to school, find food to eat, you get. And then, you know, one thing also I know about men is some of them do not want to suffer so much. How can I call it? Like, they let go very fast. You understand? Mm. Especially when it comes to issues of frustration, like being frustrated, and there is a way out. They're not like women.
They let go. Bear.
Yeah. They let go very fast. So you find a woman has been, she's used, she has been on that land, she has been digging. And I think, you know, the man is like, I want to sell off. Yeah, I will just sell it off. And then the money you're getting cannot even get you the size of the land like that. Because for her, she has been, this big land, she has been digging on the land. And yes, getting enough harvest to sell.
Mm.
And for you telling her, she should sell it at a very, as a small amount of money, then getting a land that is that big in that kind of amount of money they have given you for compensation will be very hard to get. But because for them they don't get it, just sell. We sell. We suffered enough. Cannot win. We cannot just be here suffering. Eh? And when some of them insist, like, no, don't sell. We'll find a solution. Men will just take off. Be like, we cannot be in this condition. I don't know why they're very good at abandoning every time.
Every time a situation gets worse.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we find women going through a lot. Men sell. And I think to me, the best thing to do here is, me, I said, we are buying property. Should be joint ownership. You don't put my name, put your name. If not that, put the names of the children.
Hey,
you get. Put the names of the children or put your name. Joint ownership. You don't sell it without my consent if it's joint ownership. Well, you can't.
Because now people are educated.
Yes. So for women who have, you still have the, if you still have the chance to do that, do it. Joint ownership is very, very good. Whichever property you buy with your man, joint ownership. Whether it is not even matrimonial, just joint ownership with a guy.
Yeah. So we are looking, I want us to look at women that may be under customary tenure.
Mm.
And their men are also ignorant of such documentation that you can actually go and apply and get a certificate or a land title. So we are looking at such women that even have not any single idea.
Exactly.
Yeah. How best can we help them? How best can we sensitize them to know these things?
We have to sensitize them. How best can we? We just have to approach such women and sensitize them.
Yeah.
That, you know, the best way you can go about this, please go and get that certificate, customary ownership certificate, and make sure your name is on that certificate.
Mm.
You get. Some men are also responsible enough. Like now for those who buy land and then they put in their wives' names. Well, there are those that are aside the title, they have some small letter, or I cannot call it a will. How can I call it? Like any other name that is good for that kind of word, that kind of document where it says this property belongs to my wife and my children, this one.
Yeah, they're like wills.
They are still good men, regardless. So there are men that do that.
Mm.
So please, when your husbands are buying land, just make sure you do a joint ownership with your husband to avoid your land being taken away, your matrimonial house actually being or land being taken away just like that, because a man feels like, my friend told me there is this business that is selling. And you know, when I try it out, I'm going to get money. You get anything, you know. There's a business.
Mm.
I'm going to start a business. And when they're like, this woman, I think she just wants me to be poor for the rest of my life. She's a very stupid woman.
Mm.
You get. Mm. I think the woman is seeing a lot. You're selling a house to start a business that you're not even sure of. You're not certain of the profits. You're not even certain if it will succeed.
Oh, mortgage the house for something that the woman is unaware of.
Exactly. So it is so sad. So if your husband tries to sell the house, please go to court. The family courts, go there and tell them that my husband wants to sell the what? The land where I stay with my children, where we get something to eat. Yes, court will come to your rescue and then you will have to settle issues. Women don't know that they actually have a right to stop men from selling matrimonial property. No, they don't know.
They don't.
Some of them even they make, you know, women, men are very cunning. Like in the village, they'll come and say, my wife, there's this business that came up, blah, blah. Because for them, they know they cannot, because the people that sell land, sometimes they know that, you know, we cannot sell this land if your wife has not agreed.
Yes.
So now they'll be like, they start sweet talking them. Yes, my wife, you see, yeah, we need to start something. So, you know, I don't want to hide things from you. I want to be transparent.
Mm.
So I want you to be there so that we do the things together. Yet, in actual sense, he's just luring you into, like, it is the best way he has to use for you to agree to also sign and they sell the what?
The land.
Yeah, he cannot tell you straightforward that you know I want to sell this land and be like, now you see, sweet talk you. You see, I don't want to hide things from you. I want to do this transparently. And you know that in this business, I know we are not being financially stable, what? So I think we can sell here. And then probably buy somewhere else and then you get.
Trying to persuade.
The next thing you know, you've left a big portion of land to a small thing like this.
Yeah.
So we looked at also section 28 of the Land Act as amended, which prohibits discrimination, discriminatory customary practices that deny women access to land. Yeah, like people especially own land communally, they do not believe that actually women can inherit and take care of land, of inheritance or land properly without even anyone touching it. These days, women are aggressive.
Especially the widows.
Mm.
The widows. The family members always come and attack them.
And they want to take over.
Mm.
It's very funny. The National Land Policy, we looked at also the National Land Policy of 2013, which aims to address historical gender inequalities in land ownership and tenure security. It also recognizes the need for joint land ownership between spouses and calls for legal reforms to strengthen women's what? Land rights.
Yes.
We looked at the Succession Act, which grants widows equal rights as widowers in inheriting family land. It also eliminates discriminatory provisions that previously denied women an automatic right to inherit what? Land. So this Succession Act, as amended, introduced critical reforms to inheritance laws in Uganda, particularly advancing gender equality in succession matters. The amendments addressed long-standing discriminatory provisions that previously disadvantaged women, particularly widows, in matters of inheritance, especially regarding family land. It was not easy those days, by the way.
Mm.
Like, I remember when I was very young, this man had a wife. The wife passed on, but the wife had a maid. You hear me?
Mm.
So the maid took over and started taking care of the man, and the maid became the wife. But this man had children that were in US, those countries.
Mm.
So this woman had actually given birth to a baby boy for this man, and the boy looked like the dad from head to toe.
Mm.
You are very rich.
Mm.
Oh God. Do you know the children chasing away the woman from the house?
When the dad was still alive?
When the dad passed on.
Okay.
They chased away the woman and then told her, they gave her some money to go and rent somewhere for over 3 months. And then we're like, from there we expect you can actually start off your own life after 3 months. Oh, and then they took the son. They told him, we are taking this boy with us because he looks like our dad. We cannot leave you with this boy. He's our blood.
Oh my God.
That is what happened.
And they took the boy?
They took the boy.
She had to go to court.
They took the boy. She was ignorant. She was illiterate, just there.
Mm.
She's like, you guys are taking my child. Then she was crying. She's like, they've chased me out of the house. But I've been with this guy, I've taken care of their dad for a very long time now. What?
And now they were chasing her out of the house. Were they coming back to stay in the house? Or
The house remained vacant actually, and then they got someone to just come and
rent
it. Someone to come and take care of the place.
Them.
Yeah, like just to make sure it's neat and what a man for that matter. They chased the woman.
Hmm.
But someone who has been with a man for years and years, and then you children, you just come and say, and let me tell you something. You see, the law protects, but it is not clear when it comes to women that are not married.
Oh, yeah.
So it's the ring.
To these ones that are still cohabiting. Actually, there's a law that they want to pass on.
They should.
For cohabiting couples,
they should. There is a law, was it a law or something? I don't know. But there was a discussion about the fact that people are like, even if a woman lives just two years with a man and then the man disappoints you, you're entitled to something. I don't know what happened to that discussion. I loved it because you can find a woman has been with a man for almost 20 years. You get. I mean, whatever the man has, this woman could have had a hand. Even if she did not give him the money, she gave him the brain.
Yeah, guidance.
The time.
Knowledge.
Yes.
Mm.
Because a woman can be like, because, you know, these men have, you know, some I don't even know what some family members be thinking about. You see these men here, even when they are coming up with projects, they sit down and they tell their women, they'll be like, you know what, I want to start up this and this and this. And then the woman will be like, yeah, I think this works. You know, they, in one way or another, they must talk about something they're initiating that brings money, just to get just an idea from the wife. You get? Even me just giving my mind peace of mind to think of something that will develop us, I have contributed to his success. I have given him peace. So, a lot of things happen, but you find, I don't get it, men just, like family members, there's, as if, the funniest bit of it, or something that breaks my heart, is sometimes they can actually fight and chase away this woman, only to sell the property.
That's what they already do.
They sell the property as if they contributed to anything. You're not ready to go with your children. Especially if the children are all young and they're only girls. That can be a problem. I've always had Stella these days, one landlord defender, who is always saying, I don't know if it is a crime. You know, she's always complaining. I don't know if it's a crime to only give birth to her child. I have suffered because of it. You know, you get it.
Yes.
Like, women are really going through a lot. And some cultures are really, I don't know how we, because some people, even when you sensitize them, some of them are just tricky and too primitive to understand what you're saying. Like, yes. They never want to change.
No.
Because I have a feeling some of them feel like you're making sense, but because they benefit from it, they cannot agree to your what? Theory.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm.
So it breaks really my heart. You find, you know, family members be like, you're chasing you out. And then they start bringing up stories how you've been cheating on their brother. And then you're like, hey, but I've been with him all along. Why haven't you been coming to solve these things before the guy died? Why now? So people have said a lot of funny things. And it is so heartbreaking that women are going through a lot to just support. But it is good that usually with the law, when the man dies, be like, there's a percentage that a woman takes, or sometimes she'll be like, like for those who are land, be like, no, on behalf of my children, I have to take care of these things for my kids. You get? I have to take care of the things, the property, for my children because they're still young. She'll be like an administrator. Or sometimes she can benefit as a dependent. She was a dependent on the guy. So we need a law that is very clear.
Yeah.
Very, very clear that even when you don't have a ring, you're entitled to something.
Yes, counsel.
Yes.
Yeah, we are really running out of time. We shall start from there when we come back for our next episode. I'd like to remind you that we are on YouTube, Witness Radio. If you missed any other parts, if you missed and you would like to rewatch or review these other episodes that were broadcasted, we are on X at Witness Radio, and we also have a website that is www.witnessradio.org. There you will find details or information, updates about land issues that are going on in Uganda. And for those that would like to reach out to us so that we can be of help to you, you can call us on 041-4696-7221, or you can use the WhatsApp number, which is 07-4596-5765. You can reach out on those. I would like to say thank you so much for listening to Witness Radio. Until next time, have a good day.